Yeah, just some information coming into us here, RNZ. The National Crisis Management Centre, that's the Beehive Bunker, that has been stood up this morning. I think we're now able to go to the Opotiki area. District Councillor Louis Rapihana is on among above the town and I think is with us now on the line at the Marie.
Morena Kota.
Now, what can you see from where you are at the moment? You're able to see the sea. What's going on?
Absolutely. We've got a lot of surging happening in the Te Moana Nui Atoi, in the Bay of Plenty ocean line. There's a lot of dirt being brought up from the bottom along the coastline. On top of that, there's just pure whitewash throughout the shoreline.
So it looks incredibly rough?
Absolutely. It's actually waving up. The waves are coming rippling up to the shore and it's actually going out quite a bit and then coming back bigger.
So you're beginning to see that thing that people talk about with tsunamis where the waves go right out and then come back in a big surge?
Yes, absolutely. Throughout the entire Hawaii Bay, we can see that happening.
When you say you can see that happening, how far up are they coming? Are the waves crashing on the beach or are they coming further?
They're crashing on the beach at this stage, but they are going up, further up the beach itself.
In terms of how it looks, if you were in the sea, do you think you'd be able to stand up?
No. I wouldn't think you'd be able to stand up with those waves happening down there at the moment.
Okay. The sea clearly incredibly unpredictable. The waves, we understand, are timed to approximately be hitting the East Cape roundabout now, so that's not that's further east than where you are talking to us at the moment from Opotiki. Korero mai about the evacuation. Has everyone left the low-lying areas?
Yes, so I'm here in Maraini, which is about half an hour out of the Opotiki township, and as soon as we got the information around evacuation, I went down to all the low-lying areas on the coast here to inform them and to evacuate them. And then on top of that, I went to the higher ground areas as well and spoke with them and got them to evacuate as well. And we're all up here at Marainui Lookout on State Highway 35, sitting around just waiting for things to happen and seeing how things unfold here and just getting to talk with each other as well at the same time.
Is everybody out?
Not everyone is out. Some have decided to stay, but that was their own choice. Unless I had handcuffs, I couldn't actually force them out of their homes. And we're only talking about a handful of people, so I pray that nothing happens.
Absolutely. Ngamihi, thank you very much for talking to us. Opotiki District Councillor Louis Rapihana there on among above the town of Opotiki, saying there that the sea sounding very unpredictable, going right out and crashing back in. It is now 26 minutes past 10.
Well, we're staying in Opotiki, and Lynn Reistera is the mayor of Opotiki. Kia ora and welcome, Lynn.
Thank you.
We're just hearing impacts right now on your coastal areas, and what can you describe?
Well, I'm nowhere near where I can actually see, although one of our councillors lives quite a way up, so I'm hoping that he will be able to fill us in shortly. I know that our town has emptied out and that down the coast almost everybody is on higher ground. In our township, most people have to evacuate either south away from the sea or to the east or west up higher. So we know that everybody has evacuated properly. We've set up the civil defence controllers place at the local golf course, thank goodness, up on the hill. And so we're just awaiting more information from all of the civil defence organisations who pipe through the information.
We've just heard from a Potiki District Councillor, Louis Rapihana.
Yes.
Did you hear him speaking there? So clearly the impacts are happening on the beaches right now and are significant. He told Susie that someone would not be able to stand.
No.
They should be nowhere near the place, but such is the force. It did sound like one or two people in his area may not have evacuated, may have chosen to stay, but you are confident in your neck of the woods that everyone has moved?
I would say almost everyone.
All right. Lynn, what are you wanting to hear and needing to hear from civil defence over the next while? We're obviously at a pivotal stage right now.
Yes.
But what is the need for information that people will have as the morning unfolds?
I think the important thing is that people are staying still at their evacuation areas until we get the all clear. And that may be an hour or two.
All right. So people need to wait now, and we will need information about how these effects will unfold over time, Lynn. But good to hear that you're confident everyone has moved, pretty much everyone everywhere has moved and is safe right now. Thank you.
Yes.
Lynn Restura, Opotiki Mayor, 28 and a half minutes past 10.
Let's just remind you here on this RNZ special rolling coverage, the tsunami warning for New Zealand coastal areas following that magnitude 8.1 quake near the Kermadec Islands. So areas that are under a threat of land warning, that's coastal inundation, flooding, it is expected in the west coast of the North Island. This is Cape Reinga in Northland to Ahipara. The east coast of the North Island from Cape Reinga to Whangarei, from Matata to Tolaga Bay. Also Great Barrier Island. Also elsewhere around the country, essentially. Strong and unusual currents. Unpredictable surges near the shore are expected. It's a threat to beach, to harbour, to estuary, to small boat activities. We can go now to Tolaga Bay and to Greg Shelton, who is the Civil Defence Coordinator. Kia ora, Greg.
Yeah, good morning once again.
Yeah, thank you very much for talking to us here on RNZ National again this morning. What is the latest situation that you have? I believe you're in the area that is already seeing waves coming in. Is that the case?
We haven't got a visual on anything like that at the moment. But look, we're confident that we've evacuated everybody in Tolaga, well, for the second time today. But we've got confidence in our team. And really now it's a case of wait and see.
Yeah, the fact that it is the second time today, people will be tired anyway. They'd been woken up by the first large quake of the day at 2:30 this morning. Have you had any resistance from people who are not wanting to leave?
No, absolutely not. Look, we know that you can live on adrenaline for 48 hours. People are full of adrenaline. The fact that they didn't get even really a chance to get back to bed, which is a good thing. Everybody's in good stead. And, like I said, we're confident that everybody's out of harm's way. And, again, we're just going to wait and see.
So waiting and seeing, but nonetheless, we're hearing that the waves, the sea over in Opotiki, the other side of East Cape from where you are, the sea is surging, that it's looking incredibly rough. It does sound like there is some sort of flooding of potential damage that can be expected. How are you prepared for this?
Well, again, we're prepared by how can you be prepared when you build a township like everything around a waterway? The main thing you look at is in any event, you try and eliminate loss of life, property you can rebuild, and what happens really happens.
So people are resigned to what they may end up going back to?
That's a mature way of looking at things. You really can't control a thing like that. And like I said, worldwide, cities and towns, the populations around waterways, and I guess at some stage we are going to be faced with an event like this. And, loss of life is our first. That's what we focus on. We don't want that. Like I said, you can rebuild after that, if it comes to that.
Considering the information you have to hand, how frightened are you?
Sorry, say that again. I've got radios going.
You have a lot of the very latest information coming into you. How frightened are you?
Well, we're not frightened. We're trained for this. We're not frightened. We're cautious at going into possibly the unknown. And like I said, we are prepared for that. We've got a good prepared, well-prepared team, an efficient team, and we're dealing with it.
Absolutely. Not meaning to cast any aspersions on the training, but I have to say, if I was facing that, I'd be terrified. In terms of supplies for people, obviously you've got a lot of people who are on higher ground up the Maunga. You have food, you have water, you have supplies, you have the ability to keep people warm.
Yes, people can survive. We're not looking at 30, 45 degree days. We're looking at about 22 degrees. People can survive, and I've told them about that. All you need is medication, and we'll get to you. If the weather turns nasty, we'll get back to you, and I'm confident that we can do that. Look, in our team, we've got a few of us that have been involved in the civil defence team for over 30 years, and people have got confidence in us as well.
In good hands. Look, thank you very much, kia ora, for coming on Morning Report yet again this morning. Greg Shelton there, Civil Defence Coordinator for Tolaga Bay at... Ooh, it's just after... I can't even tell the time anymore.
It's
just after half ten.